Locker room chats continue, heading on to week 6 of the high school football season, joined now by Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson. His team took their first loss of the year at number 1 Axtell this past Friday night. Coach, you know, you started 4-0, you took the first loss of the year against a very good Axtell team. How has your team responded this week throughout practice after taking the first loss?
No, I think they were obviously disappointed in how they performed, and obviously we had some things that happened that, you know, didn't do us any favors, but they know they didn't perform well, and at least not well enough to compete against a quality football team, and they responded okay, and they know that things aren't going to get much easier anytime soon. So, you know, it's been a decent week so far, and so we'll see what happens.
What were some of those kind of key takeaways from that game? Axtell, they were really good offensively. They just kept scoring and scoring, but, you know, what were some of those key takeaways that you took into kind of this week of preparation?
Well, we were, you know, it might not seem like to the outsider, but believe it or not, we were in, you know, in good position more times than not. It was just an execution issue. We're in the right spots and so on and so forth. It's just we didn't execute. And, you know, that's hard to deal with this late in the season, but that's obviously something that we need to focus on moving forward.
Obviously, the running game has been key for you guys this year. I thought Ethan Armstrong had a great game, 85 yards and a touchdown for you. Talk about him and what you saw from him in that game.
Yeah, Ethan, I thought he ran hard. And, you know, when things kind of starting to fall apart for us, he was willing and, you know, he was wanting the ball in his hands and asking for it. And so I thought that was good out of our senior running back to try to shoulder most of that load later in the game.
Frankfort returns home after the first loss of the year. They get Hanover this week. We will talk about that matchup right after this. Continuing with Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson, it is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfort, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System as well. Coach, you get a Hanover team that obviously looked like world beaters through the first 3 weeks, but a loss to Axtell, and then they lost on the road at Osborne last week, so back-to-back losses for the Wildcats now. You know, what strengths do the Wildcats have, and obviously what challenges do they present this week?
You know, right now they're very similar to us. You know, they're going to be, you know, a long ways from being 100%, you know, when healthy-wise. And, you know, so they still present challenges. Some of the things they do offensively, they move around a lot that, you know, can try to get you out of position pre-snap. So we got to be really good before the ball's even snapped. And we got to do a better job of tackling in the open field because they got some guys that have decent speed and elusiveness that can give teams problems.
What are going to be the keys and kind of the expectations for your team to bounce back and get a win this week?
You know, very similar to last week. You know, we got to put ourselves in good down distance situations, and we can't turn over the ball, and it all boils down to execution, and we've got to get better in those areas for sure.
Hanover and Frankfort, another really good matchup inside the TVL and inside the district as well. Should be a good one. Frankfort hosting Hanover on Friday night. Head coach Nick Anderson joining us again, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfort, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, appreciate the time as always, and good luck on Friday.
Thank you.